I am Cameron Northup. I am born with Down syndrome. I do not want to go into detail of my disability. I want to talk about my abilities.
About 40 students, including Northup, will make up the inaugural PALS class.
My ultimate goal in my life for working my dream actually is to be a very first Down syndrome makeup artist. Along with that, on the side for fun, I really want to be a dancer.
PAL's mission is to prepare students for the workforce, increase their independence, and turn them into lifelong learners. Melissa Rogers, Art Gateway CEO, says the program consists of 4 semesters plus summer practicums.
Students take courses in career exploration, vocational training, independent living skills, and workplace readiness academics, along with 1 regular college course per semester. Students' interests and career ambitions would determine the selection of the specific courses, in addition to workplace readiness academics.
The practicums are 12 weeks with the goal to expand students' experiences and help them identify a career path. Rogers says the program also uses structured coursework to teach independent living skills.
Money and basic financial skills, literacy skills, problem solving, cooking and food shopping, community awareness, computer and internet skills, safety, personal health, and exploring recreational opportunities.
And isn't it wonderful that we have an opportunity with our mission of access to have a special program like this?
Pensacola State President Ed Meadows says a program such as PALS broadens their access to a population that they've not been able to serve until now.
HR department looks for people that want to work at Pensacola State. And once they get here, they show up on time, are engaged in professional development to always do a better job. They're happy in their job. They are people that realize the importance of their work.
PALS at PSC is funded by a $2 million state appropriation in recurring annual funds, which was initiated by Niceville State Senator Don Gates.
Which means that they are in the budget year after year after year, unless, God forbid, the governor were to propose to strip these funds out, and then the legislature were to agree with the governor. But as long as I'm the senator for Northwest Florida, these monies will be in the budget.
Gates, whose wife Vicki is a paraplegic, says they have both grown accustomed to well-meant remarks questioning her abilities from her wheelchair.
Vicki and I have sort of gotten to the point where we just wryly smile at each other. And frankly, my wife and many of you and these students who are here today stand as living testaments to not what the limits are and what people can't do, but to what they can do.
New studies published in the Journal of Intellectual Disabilities suggest that people with such disabilities who attend post-secondary educational programs are finding greater success in the job market than those who stop their formal education at K-12. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.